Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Winston Churchill. Hey guys, what's up? So really quick before we jump into today's Coffee Talk podcast episode, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a backstory. This was actually a video that I had filmed, but I decided that I wasn't going to use the footage anymore, but I felt like I still really liked the messaging behind it. I feel like I lost a little bit of my magic at the end of Utober and all of the ways that I've been re-picking up that inspiration and getting motivated and excited for life again. And so I figure why not take the footage or at least take the message and turn it into today's podcast episode. But aside from that, get yourself a good brewed cup of either tea or coffee. Today we're doing a tea talk since I've been drinking heaps of tea after London. And let's get started. What's up, and welcome back to my channel. So first and foremost, I'm drinking tea, which is something that I feel like I go through phases with tea. And ever since I went to London, I'm just in such a big tea phase now because I was drinking so much tea over there because all of them drink a bunch of tea over there. But I was ordering tea for some reason. I was just like, when you go places, you're kind of inspired to do as they do. And since the tea over there is such a big thing, I decided to just drink it more so than coffee. And ever since I've been back, I keep making a bunch of teas. So I figured with today's video, we would make it a tea talk. Since this week is inspired by London, it's inspired by Christmas, and it's inspired by the fact that it's winter and this is really, really warm. One of the biggest questions that I tend to get from you guys a lot of the time is, where do I find my inspiration? Like, for the longest time, I haven't answered this question because I wasn't fully sure exactly what my answer would be. Like, was it a person? Was it a place? Was it a thing? Was it a theme? Like, where was I gaining my inspiration? And I became really curious about the answer because there's pockets of my life where I feel like I'm not super inspired. And then there's pockets of my life where I find I'm gaining inspiration from like every freaking corner of my life. So I was kind of curious when this question started popping up that I wanted to know my answer because, I mean, if I know what inspires me, then those moments of life where I feel uninspired, I'm able to trigger my own inspiration. And so I decided to sit down with that question and kind of brainstorm my own list of things that inspire me. And by all means, feel free to leave a comment down below. I'm curious to know what inspires you because this is all I could think of in this period of time that I was trying to come up with things that inspire me. But I also think that the things that inspire us on a daily basis change. And I think as we grow and we evolve, we find inspiration in new things that we never would have found before, or find new appreciation and perspectives of things that kind of open up new pockets of inspiration. So I think it's cool to kind of share the ways that we get inspired in order to maybe open some doorways to some new ways for other people and not only that, kind of see things in a new perspective for yourself. So leave your list down below. But if you guys are ever curious about the things that I find inspiration in, then here's my list. So the first thing I thought of when I was gaining my list of inspiration is, when do I feel most inspired during my day? And the biggest spike of inspiration for me is always after I get in from my run or from walking Bentley outside. And I think it has to do with two components there. It's physical activity and being outdoors. When I'm outdoors, especially in the city, I love Toronto. So when I'm running around and I'm just watching people kind of like, you know, get on the bus and get on the train and go to work and grab their coffees and just like be, some of them are sitting in windows eating their breakfast and some of them are just like, I don't know, there's something about that energy that when I come back and I feel like I accomplished my workout, or Bentley is just like super happy because we went for like a nice long stroll and I got fresh air. And not only that, the people watching and just being outdoors in the fresh air, that is the biggest thing that inspires me on a day-to-day basis. I find that when you take that out of my routine, I feel a lot more dull earlier in the day. So that is one thing that I have to say is probably the first and biggest inspiration on a day-to-day basis for me. The second biggest inspiration for me on a more weekly basis, I guess, would be kind of like the seasons and the festivities that go on with each season. I'm a big festive person. Like when it's Halloween, I like to go all out for Halloween. When it's Christmas, I like to go all out for Christmas. When it's springtime, I like to plant flowers. When it's summertime, I like to host barbecues. Like I love the seasons. I love living in Canada because I get all four seasons and I love what each season kind of brings to the table. You know, like I get to test out my summer dress style in the summer, but then I also get to get a little bit more moody in the fall, and come winter, I can get super cozy with just layers and like blanket scarves and big fuzzy socks and just giant cozy sweaters. And then in the spring, it's like trying to find that balance between jackets and staying warm, but also bringing in like the new colors and the fresh air of spring. And I love that. I think that seasonal things are such an inspiration for me. I think that holidays are such an inspiration for me, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all of that. So definitely the time of year and the season that kind of coats that time of year is another big thing that I tend to draw from and pull from when it comes to just like creating things in my life. The third biggest thing that I would say inspires me is travel. Every time I go anywhere and I come home, it's like I've returned a whole new person. And this just happened to me with London. I haven't even fully been able to tell you guys about my London trip, and you guys are going to see the whole vlog of it on Wednesday. But London was such a breath of fresh air for me. When I went away to London, it was right at the end of Utober. And I don't know if you guys remember or if you were even watching my channel at this point, but last Utober, I went away right after to Mexico. And so each time Utober ends, I feel like I just like create and give so much. I'm trying to like generate all of this content that I tend to feel a little tapped out by the end of it. And so going away on a trip is always just like a new, just breath of fresh air. And London was not something I saw coming. It was an opportunity that was actually brought to me by my friend Maria, but she works with Bare Minerals. And she asked me if I was able to go. And I was so excited because I knew that it was something that was right in the perfect time slot, right as I finished Utober, and off I went. And this trip, and you'll see it in the vlog, but it was just such a cool trip because one, I discovered that I really back Bare Minerals as a brand. Like I love that their makeup is actual Bare Minerals. Like they break it down to clean ingredients. And then that made me feel really good. And hearing them talk about the brand and hearing just, you know, women get up and speak about their stories of how they got the jobs that they got or how they got to where they are in life. And meeting even just different creators. There were these girls that we met from Ireland, and there were girls that we met from England, and there were girls that we met from like America. It was just such a really cool experience and a really cool and wholesome trip. And every time I travel anywhere, when I got back from Thailand, when I got back from Arizona, when I got back from BC, I always just see my life almost in like a new lens. And I feel like I'm suddenly re-inspired to test out all the little new habits and little new things that I picked up on my trip. Like for this one, for instance, London inspired me so much with fashion. I've been really kind of feeling that pull and inspiration to get back into it. It's something that is part of the relaunch of my blog that I really want to get back into, just expressing myself through clothes. That's something that I've done ever since I was super little, and I love doing it. And just being around so many cool people in that trip with just the coolest style and flares and just like the way that they express themselves through clothing, and just Even the men in London, like seeing them at the pubs and the way that they dressed with so much class, like it just like that mixed with the book that I'm reading where they all like there's just a lot of fashion talk. It's just fashion, London, travel, like all of these things. These are where I just like, I just get so excited that I just want to like, you know, throw together a look and go like walk down the street for no reason. I swear it's only when I'm filming a video that this guy decides to like do work on his apartment. I was getting a little excited there, so he slowed me down a little. Speaking of London, and like I just said, another big inspiration for me is pulling on the energy of just like badass fellow females, you know? Ever since I lived with Maggie in my old apartment now, we decided to do this thing where we picked our alter egos. And whenever we felt anxious, oh my God, it's snowing! Hella cozy. Wow, that's magical. Okay. But ever since we lived in that apartment, we decided to create our alter egos. And I've talked about my alter ego a lot with you guys, and I still pull on her. And my alter ego then was Caroline from Vampire Diaries, because I just thought that it was so cool that she was just such a nice person and a compassionate person and like cared for people and was organized. But ever since then, I've discovered way more alter egos as time has passed. And I get so inspired being around just badass fellow females. Even when I was on my London trip, the girls that I met on that trip, and even the movies I watched, you know, when you're stuck on like an 8-hour flight and you have nothing to do but watch movies, I decided to watch Red Sparrow, which was one of them, like Jennifer Lawrence. She was so badass in that movie that I just wanted to be badass. And then on the way back, I watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Angelina Jolie. It doesn't get much more like female power than that, you know? Even just like when Ariana Grande dropped that Thank You Next song, and just in general, like I just, fellow females just absolutely crushing the game. Sophia Amoruso, you know, Jennifer Sincero, all of these females, Elizabeth Gilbert, authors, just girls that are just supporting girls. And not only that, that show you that it's cool to be confident in who you are, and it's cool to just own who you are. And that is a really big thing that I have been just super inspired by lately. And that goes from, like I said, the famous and the authors to even just people that I know on a day-to-day basis. People like my best friends, people like my sister, people like my family, like just those fellow females that make you just feel so proud to be yourself and so comfortable in your own skin. And that includes just powerful people in general, you know? There's also people like the Buddha and my papa even, where I think of them and those people I draw so much inspiration from because they're just so wise, you know? Eckhart Tolle and David G and even just like Elon Musk, like people like that where I'm just so in awe by their presence, or I'm so in awe by what they are capable of, or their will and their strength or their ideas and their curiosity about life, that I get inspired by that. So it doesn't even need to be like a fellow powerful female. Sometimes it's just a human thing, you know, just seeing humans that are so either woke or just so confident in their own skin and confident in who they are, that they make others feel confident and comfortable in who they are. And those types of people really, really inspire me. And I try and, you know, read literature and read quotes and read a lot of things that have to do with those people, or surround myself by following those people and making sure that like my social media, I'm trying to talk over this drill right now, but making sure that like when I open my Instagram and when I open my Twitter, that the people that I'm following are the people that I find the most like positively influential and healthily influential for me. And that is like a huge important thing. So I think that who you surround yourself with, whether it be physically or even online, is such a telling tale sign of the kind of person you're going to turn into. And speaking of people, I even gain inspiration from fictional people. Reading books, like there's characters in books that I will pull from all the time, or even just like fictional characters in TV shows like Cheryl Blossom. You know, I freaking love Cheryl Blossom. She is like part of the reason why I'm going through such a red phase right now. Like the whole like powerful just Cheryl, or just, you know, even I'm trying to think of like other people like Serena Vanderwoodson. Like I also find that when I'm dressing, especially because I live in the city and it's going into winter lately, I've been like putting on layers of coats and scarves and kind of like channeling a bit more of a Serena Vanderwoodson vibe and just pulling from these fictional characters that technically don't exist in real life, but their aesthetic and their mood within their shows, or even just a show in general, like Archie, where you kind of start pulling from the neon vibes and like the milkshakes and the diners. And I love anything that has any kind of theme or mood or aesthetic like that. And so fictional characters, books, TV shows, and movies are also a big thing of inspiration for me. And I think that also comes from the fact that I really like cinematography and I like creating video content. And so when I get inspired inspired by video content or books, which I also like to write and create, I think that it's just really cool to kind of appreciate the mood or the aesthetic or the vibe that someone has created and to pull that inspiration from that. Which leads me to things like poetry and literature. Reading is something that I think that even if you can't or you don't like to read, get audiobooks, find a way to incorporate more books into your life. I don't think you'll ever find reading or kind of expanding your knowledge through written word ever to be a waste of time. I think poetry is a big one for me because I am such a just like sappy Pisces and I'm super emotional. And so when I read poetry and someone can put into words and lace it together so beautifully exactly how you feel, like that just not only makes you feel just whole and happy to know that other people out there feel the same way, but it also kind of inspires you to take your pain or to take your hurt or to even take your love and your joy and find a way to create with it and find a way to infuse words with it or infuse art with it. And so poetry is a big one, but also just literature in general, just reading books sometimes. I find that, again, like I said, with just getting pulls from fictional characters, even just the storylines, even reading about love, reading about resilience, reading about, you know, people just coming to epiphanies in their lives or like overcoming obstacles. I think that that can be a huge bout of inspiration, especially when we're dealing with things in our own day-to-day life that we find hard to digest. A lot of the times reading a book and seeing another character or fictional character go through something makes it easier for us to grasp that we also go through those things, you know? And it's a big thing, like turning your emotions and turning your feelings into art is also an avenue of inspiration. I think lately this has been a big one for me, is just taking all of the feels that I feel and then turning it into something instead of just sitting around and being like, eh, poor me, you know? Like when I'm sad or when I was sad, like when I went through my breakup this year, I feel like part of me just took it and just channeled all the energy I could into something or anything, whether it was Catcher or just practicing yoga or, you know, just finding my own discipline in my day-to-day life. And so it's so inspiring, I think, when we can find ways to take the ways that we feel and the things that we almost can't change and ultimately channel the energy that they build up inside of us into things that we can change and into things that we do have control over. And doing that, it infuses so much inspiration in yourself because you see your capability to take things and to make things out of them, you know, to take your lemons and make lemonade.
Which, speaking of taking your lemons and making lemonade, I'm going to take a quick second to tell you guys about the sponsors that actually brought you guys today's Coffee Talk podcast episode, with the first one being Robinhood. So Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. And that's kind of what pulled me to Robinhood, because I, let me be honest with you guys, know nothing about investing my money. But the thing I love about Robinhood is that it's such an easy-to-use app that even I can use it. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees at all. You get to trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Not to mention the design is super easy to use, and you can place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. Plus, you end up learning by doing. You learn how to invest as you continue to build your portfolio. You discover new stocks, track favorite companies with personalized news feeds, and you get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Right now, Robinhood is actually giving my listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. You just sign up at kaylyn.robinhood.com. That's kaylyn.robinhood.com. Also, another thought starter of the day, our face is usually the first impression that we give to people, so we should probably be treating it with products that are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free, like BioClarity. What healthy eating does for your body, BioClarity does for your face. The thing I love most about BioClarity is it helped a lot with my redness and hyperpigmentation. Plus, the Skin Smoothie Moisturizer is super, super nice for the wintertime when my skin gets so dry. They have a selection of really, really great masks you can incorporate into your daily routine. The clarification mask evens skin tone and texture and shrinks the appearance of pores, but it won't overdry your skin. Whereas the hydrating mask, better known as the Glow Getter, it's packed with plant power, giving your skin a quick pick-me-up. It's like getting a facial in a flash. This mask will leave your skin feeling smoother, softer, moisturized, and refreshed after just one use. So get started on your healthier habits with your skincare and go to bioclarity.com. All my listeners are going to get 15% off their first entire purchase plus free shipping when you buy a routine. It comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter my code TALK. That's bioclarity.com and enter the code TALK.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
On a more day-to-day basis, or dialing it back a little bit on a more surface level scale, I find also online can be a really, really good place to start when you're trying to find inspiration. You know, those days where you wake up and you're like, bleh, or you don't know what you want to wear, you don't know what you want to eat, you don't know, you just can't make any decision. And I feel like those days when I pull up Pinterest, or I pull up WeHeartIt, or I even lately have been trying to find more YouTube channels that I'm into and just things to do online that I find tend to inspire me. Even just reading my horoscope inspires me. Sometimes just taking like 15, 20 minutes, throwing on some music and just kind of losing myself in the world online. I think that there's so much good out there on the internet. And I think that we hear so much about the bad, or sometimes we focus a lot on the bad. But there's a lot more good out there than we give the internet credit for. There's a lot of inspiration online. There's a lot of people out there that are looking for the things that you might be inspired by. And so whether it's following somebody on YouTube, I've been getting into a lot of like vegan and just like cooking and health YouTubes lately, as well as just, I think I'm about to go through a really big phase of gaming. I've been really wanting to kind of just get into that this winter. You know, that now that it's time that we're all like kind of closing the doors and shutters and bundling up under blankets, I feel like I'm going to get into a big gaming phase right now. And even that, I'm just, that kind of like makes me excited and inspired. And I almost just even want to pull off that and like, you know, making like noodle soups at home while I play video games. Like that sounds like such a mood to me, which then spins off to like how I can make noodle soup videos and how I can maybe find a way to like incorporate gaming onto my channel. Do you see what I mean? Like you find a little pocket of inspiration and it just sprouts into like so many different ideas. And speaking of noodle soups, even just food and health has been always an inspiration of mine. I grew up cooking. That's probably one of the main things that I did bond with my mother over was growing up. I remember coming home from school and her cooking and just me wanting to cook. And I always really liked cooking. I always loved the idea of preparing my own dishes. And so as I got older and I learned a lot more about veganism and about health and kind of opened my mind to some documentaries about the food industry and what goes into processed foods, getting really healthy and eating really healthy is always how I can tell when I'm at my most like peak of inspiration, because it always tends to be when life gets really hectic and I kind of let go of that piece of me and I stop cooking as much that I don't feel, or I can tell that I'm not in like my most thriving sense of self, because when I cook at home, I don't think I ever feel better than making it just like such a healthy meal and eating it and just being like, oh, this tastes so good. And you just feel so accomplished and you feel so good. And like you do up your dishes and you order your groceries. And there's something about that, that even when I was little, I remember going to grocery stores and pretending to fill up my own basket and stuff, like cooking and health and taking care of my body internally. And also just getting inspired by that whole like vegan movement because of it's something that I stand for is just such a big pathway of inspiration. And one that I feel like kind of took a back burner this year, but I really want to go ham on that, especially this winter, which also leads into things like fitness too. And I feel like fitness is something that I got really inspired by this year with yoga and with running. And now I'm trying to kind of balance out my fitness regimen. And I've been getting really inspired by strength training and trying to build up more definition and more muscle in my body. And even that in itself, just getting inspired by seeing how like far you can push your body or what your body's even capable of. There's so many ways that you can, you know, box, or you can run, or you can swim, or you can do Pilates, or you can do spin classes, or you know, whatever you want. But getting inspired by that fitness and taking care of yourself is such an important way, I think, to kind of get like your own sense of like healthy high on life. And then of course, like personal styles. And this just boils down to music. This boils down to everything. Okay. Music in itself is just like, if there's one word I had to say that inspires me, music would by far be the number one thing. There's nothing that'll ever top music for me in terms of just being in any mood and being able to just connect to something so wholly. So music is by far number one, but in general, just having that personal style and the types of tastes of music that you're feeling. Like, I feel like even just me and myself, I can tell a lot about where I'm at subconsciously by the type of music I feel drawn to. When I'm like listening to a little bit more R&B and a little bit more Drake and things like that, I can tell that I'm kind of in a mood to just be like booty popping and dancing and like working out and just kind of repping my style and doing my thing. And when I'm listening to more Bon Iver and more Novo Amor, I feel like I'm a little bit more on my poetic side, a little bit more in my feels, a little bit more in my like wanting to just have my head in the clouds and travel to places like, you know, Iceland and stuff. And when I'm listening to a bit more of my country music and all of that, I feel like it's like summertime and sunshine and like first dates and things like that. It's just so funny to see how different styles, or even different styles of clothing, like when you're in your more street style, when you're in your more classy, when you're in your more like lounging at home or yoga gear, like getting inspired by different styles and then seeing how one person like me versus one person like you would take everything that they're feeling and everything that they've learned and everything that they pull inspiration from and pull it together into their own personal style. I think that's the coolest thing and the most inspiring thing to be around, is to see how even people like Larissa and I, where we have so many things in common, but the little differentiating factors that make us different is what makes us unique and have our own style. And that by far to me is the biggest inspiration of all when it comes to like us as humans. So I'm supposed to be live streaming with you guys in a solid like 5 minutes. So I'm going to wind this down really quick with just like a fast little give you guys exactly what's been more specifically inspiring me right now in November of 2018. And ultimately, pretty much the inspirations you're going to see me pulling on, and you'll probably see themes of popping up in the next little bit solely because they're what I've been inspired by. Obviously, number one is Christmas, guys. We are, how many days away from Christmas are we? Like, there's 42 days until Christmas. I've got my Christmas tree up. I've been rocking the red. I feel like Christmas has been a big one, and winter in general, wearing cozy gear and just like comfy socks, mugs, sweaters and hoodies, matching PJ sets, travel. I have a big feeling that there's going to be a lot of travel coming up in the next few months. I don't know why. I can just sense it. It's my psychic intuition, you know? And books, like right now I'm reading the Lux series, and it's basically like Gossip Girl, but in like the late 1800s. And so it's Manhattan's elite, but back in the day of like corsets and when men were suitors. And it's just, it's a mood. I feel like Lux has been a big one because they talk a lot about style and proper etiquette and things like that. And then I'm also reading just this Wherever You Go, There You Are book, which has been a completely different style from Lux, but that has been really inspiring my meditation practice lately. And I've been kind of pushing my way up to a 45-minute practice, which is a bit intense for me just because I'm just like so scatterbrained all the time. But that has been inspiring my meditation practice. Which, speaking of books, another big theme and inspiration that's going on behind closed doors right now is Catcher. And even though you guys aren't going to be able to read Catcher 2 for a little while, I have begun the process of writing the second one. And since that is something that I'm working on behind closed doors, you guys might not even notice it, but you're going to be seeing little pockets of inspiration of Catcher in, you know, my Instagrams and in the things that I'm saying and writing, only because it's something that's going to be taking up such a big part of my brain right now. With Catcher, I always feel super inspired by like clouds and like galaxies and dreams and just like moody, dreamy, like pastels, like pinks, purples, and all of that. And so gray and a little bit more future-esque. I'm curious, like, now that I'm telling you this, if you guys will be able to pinpoint where you guys see these themes, but you'll definitely notice when I'm feeling a little bit on the Catcher side. Also, colors. Like, red has been a big one for me in terms of my power color, which is weird because I've never really messed with red before, but wearing red lately has just made me feel just like powerful and spicy and confident. But at the same time, I'm also being super drawn to like the pinks and the purples solely because, like I said, I've been working on Catcher. And just in general with Christmas and winter, I feel like pink and gray and white and black have kind of been my mood. So those have been like the colors of the month. Also, I did my tarot reading, my animal spirit for November, and I pulled the dragon. And the dragon energy has been a big inspo of mine lately. I've kind of dyed my hair like the Queen of Dragons, and I need to go get it done once more just because I want it to be white. But dragon energy, that kind of like powerful confidence and just other fellow female energy, like I was saying, all of that has been it's been like a theme. And then, like I said, with the health and fitness and the style thing, I feel like I've been just craving natural foods, which again, you guys are going to see a lot on my channel now. I've been working on coming up with a bit more like Fitness Friday series and Fitness Friday themes of videos to kind of create for the certain themes of the week. And so foods and meal preps and food prep videos, along with like fitness diaries, yoga diaries, and things like that are stuff you're going to see, especially moving into the winter and moving into getting fit for like 2019 and all that. And on top of that, just personal style. I feel like lately I've been a toss up between, in London, I was super inspired by like the classy feminine, like Serena Vanderwoods in a New York City style. But I've also been super pulled to like a bit more edgy street style and a little bit more kind of like, not rocker chick, but just edgy is a good word for it. And so I've kind of been like infusing those two. And that's been my personal style and my personal inspiration in terms of style. And of course, music. When it comes to what's inspiring me the most right now, I would have to say I've been in a big The Weeknd mood. Like, I have just been listening to like constant The Weeknd because it's been like my workout stuff. It's been my running stuff. It's also just been like, I just don't want to think about like feels right now. I want to just feel powerful. And for some reason, listening to The Weeknd makes me feel powerful, probably because I'm channeling my Bella Hadid, you know? But aside from The Weeknd, I've also been listening to like Cigarettes After Sex, and just in general, I have a couple new playlists. I'll leave them down below, but Larissa and I are doing this fun little like game for 6 months where I'll probably talk about it a lot more in some other videos. I feel like I've been rambling for a while, so I'm going to close this out, but we're playing this like kind of like Badass Babes Club game, and I've been making a playlist for that, which is like kind of like a workout playlist. Like, all of those vibes I have just been like super inspired by. But yeah, so those are all of the ways that I gain inspiration and all of the things that have been inspiring me as of lately. November 2018, 24-year-old meh. I'm curious to know what you guys have been inspired by, so definitely leave your list down below. You can either tell me things that are inspiring you right now, like in this present moment, or just ways that you guys find inspiration, and we can all feed off of each other's. Also, make sure you guys hit the little notification bell so you're notified when the London vlog goes live, as well as all future uploads. And aside from that, I will see all of you guys in London.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.